Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I grew up in the raised by my grandmother and my sister and my brother wasn't family. They just wasn't understanding me. So like a lot of other brothers, I broke off from them and found my family in colors. All I ever wanted was to be accepted, not rejected. But being a young gangster, you got respected. The Compton unified to the start of wrecking. Getting kicked out fast as I checked in. Deep down in my heart, I always knew that this wasn't me. But then again, I always wanted to be OG. I started robbing houses and I came up on some scraps.
Right.
And now I'm making snaps, I'm pulling my jack. Satan had me locked in chains. He controlled my brain. I went to jail, but my death is a sale. I maxed my time, 3 years and 2 months. This is my truth. Not up the way I got out of jail. I was still in a rage, cause my body was free. But my mom was in the cage. I remember Granny saying, God can help. But I said, yeah, right, I can do it myself. Then out of the blue, I got a call on the phone and put my dog to pump.
I got a leg off.
I need the money to show. Standing on the shore with my strap, I heard a voice shout. If you go back this time, you won't make it out. I met a lady named Lily who offered me Christ. He changed my heart, he broke the yoke, he changed my life. He came into my life, he never left me lonely. And that was my testimony.
Testimony, 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 testimony.
I'm on it right now. Banging boots on my mind, slim 24 and some more. The devil used girls for bait, it was Mr. Solo. I would invite him on a late dinner date, but it was goops on my mind, not the food on the plate. But wait, I was like a hound, sniffing a brown nose to the ground. Digging in any girl I found, the devil had me bound. Did the food to feed my hungry flesh. I had an egg and fornication, but a F on my chest. Oh yeah, being in bondage is a horrible state. Mechanics shake, having sex so much that I'm losing weight. Mom started noticing Satan's yoke, her heart was broke. So she invited me to church, love. I didn't give God my trust, my heart was filled with lust. I had conviction, but it seemed like sex was an addiction.
I'm covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. No matter where I go, high or very low, I'm covered by His blood. Covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. Oh. And though I sin along the way, for short every day, I'm covered by blood.
It's truly the blood of the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb. We give all praises to our King for His blood He shed for us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. His blood, where would we be? Oh, where would we be? And we fall short. Oh, but we
My heart's not always clean. That's why I need His blood, His blood to cover me. It covers my mind. It touches my heart and cleanses all of me. Because I am His child, I am covered by His
Hello, hello, hello. You are live with J.J. Choi, the Crossway Mission with Christ. J.J. Choi is a minister of the Word and Sacrament ordained by the Presbyterian Church of the USA and currently serves as an outreach missionary and mission strategist, fundraiser, and mobilizer, singling out the Gypsy Mission in Eastern Europe. J.J., are you there? J.J., are you there? I think we're having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to see if we can definitely get Mr. Choi on the line. He's got a very special guest that's going to be tuning in tonight. Again, you are listening to the Crossway Mission with Christ. We are live with Reverend Choi. And, again, we just got so many great things to talk about in terms of the mission that's being done over in Eastern Europe. We just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the selections. I'll be coming back shortly with Mr. Choi, where we can definitely, you know, catch you everyone up to speed on all the great workings of these great men as well as women that are help spreading the word of Christ. Remember, this is a regular broadcast that comes to us live from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. every Sunday. So, again, feel free to definitely give us a call. All questions, comments are definitely welcome. Again, you are live with J.J. Choi, the Crossway Mission with Christ.
Not knowing when I lose my purpose, but I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Hey, tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Hey, oh,
with
hey, hey.
With friends are called.
Oh.
And when you're all alone.
And
believe he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, learn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children just stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
gonna do it. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. Point to somebody, say, you stand. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen. James, you are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ. You are live with Reverend J.J. Choi. We're doing our best, ladies and gentlemen, to definitely bring you, yo, we have a lot of listeners that are listening live to the Crossway Mission with Christ. J.J., are you there?
Yes.
Reverend Lee, are you there? I think we're still having problems with Reverend.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a new number, 011.
Okay, hold on for a second. Hold on.
You're listening to The Sound.
of the haters. These demons will never fade. They're degraded and then related. Listen to what God created. Scripturally and lyrically, spiritually and mentally. I employ in the pain to be exactly what it's meant to be. These lyrics that were sent to me from heaven through my pen. Mentally, lecture on home, Joe, is simply elementary.
Gentlemen, with the Crossway Mission with Christ, we have Minister Reverend J.J. Choi and special guest, ladies and gentlemen, special guest Reverend Lee. And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I mean, we just got so many people trying to call into the call lines. You know, keep calling in. You can dial 347-934-0318. Press 1, and we'll definitely be able to answer all questions and concerns. But we got JJ. We got a lot of great listeners that are on the air tonight. So if you can you hear me, JJ?
Yeah. Yes. I'm here.
Great. If you would you please just enlighten the listeners? Give them a little bit more about exactly what the Crossway Mission with Christ is doing in terms of the Gypsy Mission over in Eastern Europe, just briefly, so you can. We got a lot of people on the line tonight.
The Crossway Mission with Christ is an organization of concentrating on the outreach missions. But we are specialized on the mission in Eastern Europe, like singling out the mission in Eastern Europe for the gypsies, such as in Hungary and Romania and Ukraine. And it is said that there are at least 10 million gypsies, like 9% of whom are not outreached with the living word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the moment, there are very few foreign missionaries like proclaimed the gospel over there. And 2003, the Crossway Mission with Christ sent a Korean missionary family over to Sarospatak, Hungary. And he has been living over there for the past 7 years, and we are specialized in home churches,
mm-hmm.
and mission centers, mm-hmm. and sending the students to school,
mm-hmm.
and many other stuff.
Okay.
And I am now living in Lawrenceville, Georgia, United States, and I'm serving for the Crossway Mission with Christ as a mission strategist and fundraiser and mobilizer.
All right.
For instance, in Hungary, there are 1 billion gypsies over there, but we are the only Korean missionaries living near to the gypsy villages and make connections with them. And to try to develop the more projects over there.
All right. Well, it's definitely, like I've been telling everyone and for all my new listeners, the Crossway Mission with Christ is definitely a ministry that is definitely helping spreading the word of Jesus Christ. They are working very diligently. You heard him say, you know, in his explanation about the gypsies. They are helping spreading the word to as many who has not heard the saving knowledge of Christ who is available. Now that we have your special guest on the line, tell us a little bit about your relationship with Reverend Lee and his ministry.
In this connection, I would like to introduce Reverend Lee from Korea.
Okay.
And he's leading a JSTV in Los Angeles, California, but he's going vegan tours. He's flying vegan tours.
Wow.
And this 1 year, he flies around a quarter million miles a year.
Wow.
So very, very busy. And then 1 week, Los Angeles, the other week in Korea, the other week in other cities. And even though he's very busy, and we recruited him to be our guest over there. And Liberand Lee is, he paid a visit to Eastern Europe last year, April.
Mm-hmm.
April 20th. And with his friend, Elder Kim, in Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Liberand Lee and his friend and our missionary and I and traveled together more than 10 days in Hungary and Romania and Ukraine. And we took a gypsy documentary, about seven pieces of gypsy documentary. And he had them aired on the JSTV last year.
All right.
And that time... Yeah, he visited as many places as possible for the gypsy, like a mission field, and he told me that he was impressed with how they are living right now,
mm-hmm.
And I want for him to transfer the vivid experience. Experiment of a gypsy mission field to the listeners.
All right. Reverend Lee, can you hear us?
Sure, I can hear very well from Korea.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Reverend Lee that is by us via internet satellite all the way from Korea. And Reverend Lee, JJ has spoken so highly of you and your ministry, and we're just so excited and so blessed to definitely have you a part of our broadcast tonight. If you will, for our listeners, in your own words, if you can kind of explain, the background of the ministry and how you and JJ are really helping spreading the word of Christ to the gypsies there in Eastern Europe.
As a broadcaster for about 25 years in television for Christ, our main office is in Los Angeles Olympic Boulevard in Koreatown.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have branch in Busan, Korea. That's why I'm traveling so many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about the gypsies' lives just nearly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
But JJ explained to me about the Egyptian missionary, the life is. So I was interesting to bring cameraman Brother Kim, and I went over there for around 10 days. Mm-hmm. And I visited to them. Their lives are miserable.
Mm.
That was so miserable.
Yes.
So poor, so ignorant, and what can I say?
Yeah.
And the whole Europe countries are living well,
mm-hmm.
Except the gypsies,
okay.
And nobody was concerning about them, but few Korean friends. They are crazy about them.
Okay.
To take care of them, to love them, loving care,
mm-hmm.
and supporting for them, and as much as they can,
mm-hmm.
in material well, and prayer, and teaching, and preaching, and saving souls. It's incredible.
That's right. That is so wonderful to hear. Since JJ has come, to us and brought to the world the Crossway Mission with Christ, we have a lot of listeners that have definitely become very, very interested in finding out, just exactly, what further work can be done to help assist with this ministry and then with this great movement. And it's just a definite blessing to have yourself as well as JJ really, explore the possibilities and the potential of really reaching out to this community and really being able to really be a voice with the spreading knowledge of Christ. In terms of what you've witnessed since you have gone there personally and had a chance to see the gypsy lifestyle in terms of how they live, in your own words, could you elaborate on just some future things that are looked to be brought to that community with the group efforts of all of us as well as our listeners that are out there in terms of just really helping this culture.
As a TV broadcaster, when I visit to Gypsies community, poor houses, on the roof they had receiver for satellite television.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow.
That was so surprising to me.
Yes.
And how can they afford for the television?
That's right. That's what you just read my mind.
Yeah, and JJ told me that, interpreted to me, and they paid only $100 to install that satellite television and at home, and then they don't need to pay anymore.
Wow.
No monthly payment,
No monthly payment, okay.
So that was surprising me, the God's will.
That's right.
That the word of God has to be reached out to the end of the world.
That's right.
And God prepared for them too.
That's right.
To receive word of God through television.
That's right. That is so.
As a satellite television minister, I was almost cried.
Yes.
Wow, God is really graceful God.
That's right.
Not only Gypsies lives in the Egypt and the Central America and the Southern America, all over the world, is internet and television is reached out, all of them.
That's right.
How poor they are doesn't matter. They are ready to receive radio and internet and television. It's a multimedia. And so God prepared for that. So we are the harvest. We have to reach out to them.
That's right. We have to reach out to them.
So the Gypsy missionary, as like JJ, they try with their best. And fundraising all around in America, every cities, and he is traveling. Hey, let's help Gypsy, and in Korea country also, and so many people they moved their mind, and they want to help them. They want support for them.
That's right.
Yeah. So let them listen to the radio even. The easiest way is radio, right?
That's right. The easiest way is radio. It's right. You are so right.
Yeah. Inexpensive also.
That's right.
And I am doing television ministry for 25 years, but radio is one of the best, the reach out is a method.
Right, that's right. It is the best method.
So I would like to ask the listeners today that let them pray for that Gypsies. And I found out God created all the same, Caucasian, Asian, or Gypsy, or Black American, or doesn't matter. That's God created them.
That's right.
And they have the same souls, and only color is different, culture is different, language is different. But when they found Jesus Christ, they are crazy to worship to the Lord.
That's right.
And worship dancing all around.
That's right.
And they, especially for gypsies, they are musicians a lot.
Yes.
And they play all kinds of instruments to praise the Lord.
That's right.
And especially for the Brother Choi's the ministry group,
mm-hmm.
they are taking care of home mm-hmm. mission.
Home mission, wow.
That's tough, you know.
Yeah, that's
live. Yeah, live with them, and loving care with them, and take care of their children,
mm-hmm.
give education,
mm-hmm.
and bring the gospel to them,
mm-hmm.
and bring the salvation for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing things. So that town, the leader, like the city mayor,
mm-hmm.
and they respect the brother's choice.
That's right.
Their ministry.
That's right.
Highly respect. And it's more than the ambassador of Jesus Christ, you know.
That's right. That's right. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I mean, just from hearing you just describe just what has been made way, I'm kind of left speechless. You're so right. God has made a way in all of this where his word can be reached to each and every person who has an eye and ear that's available.
Amen. Amen.
And
the Reverend Lee is overestimating our mission over there. But we do our calling. Just we are performing our calling over there, but he overrates us.
Wow.
No, it's not exaggerating at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that, and I met them, and I touched them. I'm a witness for them.
All right.
It is tough missionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the two of the missionary.
it's like two and one, exactly.
Yeah. But they endure and the long suffering to take care of them. The whole family, even their children, for the choice of children, little children are there too. And they worship together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they study together with the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy. That's the missionary lives.
That's right.
And amazing things. The adult is all right, but the children.
That's right. The children are the key. The children, the youth are the key in all this.
Yeah.
Because once we have broken through and brought the saving knowledge of Christ to the young minds,
mm-hmm.
This is one of the prerequisites that Christ left for all of his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
This is the work that he's left for all of us. So, again, it's just so great to just be a part of this great word and this ministry and all this great work. And I know a lot of the listeners out there now have one more glimpse into the world of so many who are waiting this knowledge and message, which I will ask you, JJ, and Reverend Lee, you can definitely assist him with this question. In terms of when you first saw so many, even though it was in a poor culture, having the ability to be reached, in your best estimate, with everything that you guys have done up to this point, how many more would you estimate are still awaiting the saving knowledge of Christ? How many more, you know, in the average of numbers in terms of the gypsies that are there, how many do you foresee in terms of potential gypsies that can be further reached with them being in the capacity where they are now?
Who has to answer for that, JJ or me?
I would love for both of you guys to answer, so whoever wants to go first.
Well, that's like, I felt like our duty is like a mountain.
Okay.
It's just so heavy
mm-hmm.
because they are so different than that Eastern European
mm-hmm.
lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they are living in there, but they don't have a country.
That's right.
They are living there, but they don't have any place to stay.
Okay.
And that's the gypsy, just moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And some gypsies are living like, I'm sorry to say that, like animals.
Yes, and that is what...
Yeah, circumstances like that. No bed, no room, no house. Just like animal living. And above that, when they gather together and worship to our Lord Jesus Christ, same Father in heaven.
Same Father in heaven, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And on their language, on their culture,
mm-hmm.
they worship with the spirit and the truth.
All right.
And they express how much they love God.
Right.
How much thank you to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that's it's the same heart what we have.
The same heart, exactly.
Yeah, and same agape love.
Mm-hmm.
They received what we received.
The same blessing, same.
And so we need to touch them, the millions of them, and a lot of support we need.
That's right.
The towns are towns, they are living there, but... We visited so many places
mm-hmm.
in 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
The Brother Choice, they spent a lot of money for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
For this, some programs, you know.
Oh, yes.
And instead of I bring the money for them,
mm-hmm.
I made them spend the money for us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as a broadcaster, you are a broadcaster, and we need fundraising also.
That's right.
To travel over there.
That's right.
It's not easy.
That's right.
And not only that, the production cost is a lot.
That's right.
And the broadcasting cost is more.
That's right.
So this is like even.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
But we need to bear fruits.
That's right.
Yeah. So we need to help together and to support that ministry. That's the order of Christ Jesus, our Lord.
That's right. That's right. And it's so great that you guys are definitely, you know, going into the areas where you're needed so much. I'm pretty sure with the listeners that are on the air tonight, a lot of them are definitely willing and able to definitely, you know, help in any, you know, means possible with so much work that's being done. And JJ, like I was saying before, for all you guys who are tuning in tonight, we are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ, Reverend JJ Choi, with special guest Reverend Lee, who comes to us via satellite and internet all the way from Korea to further explain the missionary work that's being done in Eastern Europe with the gypsies. And one thing I've learned, just being a listener myself, is that the gypsies kind of sound like a you know, like they're refugees to a degree in their country, but all the same, they are opening up and blossoming when they are brought to the saving knowledge of who Christ is, and this is the transition that a lot of the listeners can find themselves, you know, further assisting, you know, with everything that's being done, because every story that we have heard about the young men and women that are there, the living conditions that they're going through, it intrigues us to want to learn more, intrigues us to want to get involved more, and we just like yourself, we had no idea, you know, we were told, you know, from my, you know, ignorance. I never knew who the gypsies really were. I had heard that word many times and never understood where it derived from and what culture truly represented until Reverend Choi was able to really elaborate and break this all down to us. And it has lit a fire upon a lot of our listeners to become part of this movement. And JJ, just to ask, you know, another question so our listeners can definitely, you know, really get a true appetite for everything that's being done. With being a mobilizer.
Yes.
In this area, the families, the children, just explain in your own words the importance of building this moral support and system to help assist, you know, in terms of with their education and things of the sort. Just in your own words, just explain why the need is so great in this area.
Reverend Lee from Korea, and he's a witness for the gypsy living in Eastern Europe. And as I repeated telling listeners again and again and again, that their living status is not normal. It's beyond the descriptions. That's worse than beyond the descriptions. And their living status or educational status or medical status or social work status, and it's already on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they are created by God on a transport site and according to God's speech. And even though we color is different or tradition is different, but we are all children of God. And we can find the unity of diverse and then also diversity of unity in the gypsy mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 years ago, I met them at the home church,
mm-hmm.
and, I proclaimed the gospel briefly.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I could not speak Hungarian,
mm-hmm.
and English was rarely spoken over there, so I used German over there, and the German was immediately translated into Hungarian.
Mm-hmm.
And around 100 people, and then they started crying, and then they stood up, and then, okay, I will stop doing something like something long today, and then I will try to have a hope for the future or on ground and so.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that they would try to seek the way how to believe in Jesus Christ.
Accept
him as their savior, like a personal savior.
That's
right. A sermon, and a small boy came to me, and he spoke, like by surprise, in German.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, Reverend Troy, and ich heiße Roberto. My name is Roberto, and ich möchte erlernen. I want to learn more. So I caressed him on the head, and okay, I will try to serve for you, gypsies, all through my life. Then I returned to America, and then I was concentrating on the way how to help, how to help for the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And the consummation mission with Christ was organized, and then one Korean family was sent over there to Sarospata, Hungary. That is 180 miles northeast of Budapest, which is the Hungarian capital. And there has been no foreign missionaries for them.
Mm.
We are the first foreign missionary, not a Korean missionary, first Korean missionary. And we have lived over there more than 7 years.
Okay. And
started the home churches. Now we have started the home church 2005 in January, but right now 8 or 9 home churches. A couple of 100 people are coming to church.
Right.
Also, we are supporting around 40 Gypsy students.
Mm-hmm.
They are very good at language or musical instrument or singing,
mm-hmm.
right? Or acting. They are very, like, talented over there.
Yeah, very talented, yes.
It's talented. So, and then also we picked up the students who are eager to learn more at the higher educational institutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked them up, and we gave them several gypsy potential church leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them to get educated in the theoretical studies.
Okay.
And then we have them with the Hungarian Nippon Theological Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now H-Sensor on roll right now.
All right.
Yeah. And they are very, very active in expanding their churches.
Yes, yes. They're very interested in spreading their presence there.
Yeah, during the past 7 years, we see the potential,
mm-hmm.
the possibility of changing the Gypsy society, which is through evangelization and also through education.
That's right.
But our calling is a small part. We light field fire, mm-hmm. and then spread all over, spread all over. For the future.
That's right.
In the sky there is a palm of clouds, small clouds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and becomes a shower.
That's right.
Big rain.
Mm-hmm.
So now we hope that even though our mission started from a small spot,
that's right.
but it will be a typical model for other people to get into the Gypsy missions, and we can share all the mission information with them, and then if somebody wants to come, and then we can work together.
Exactly.
And right now we work with the missionaries from Korea and Canada and Ukraine and Hungary, and also Gypsy church leaders, and we are in harmony and we are in accordance with the harmony of God. And we are enjoying, even though that mission is very tough, but we enjoy because we see the people are changed.
That's right.
People are changed by the living water of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And that is by far the most inspirational part of what we're doing, you know, in terms of helping spread this through the with the broadcast here today. All of the great work that the Crossway Mission with Christ is doing, as well as yourself, Reverend Lee, being a broadcaster and having so many people at your disposal. These tools called coming together bring about a level of presence that will allow, just like what JJ is saying, allow the entire culture to spread and to change through the power of Christ. And so, again, I got chills up my spine when you enlighten us on, even though they're poor, God has already laid the templates down in terms of the structure where his word can be administered there. And, again, it just really gives us a really intuitive look into just what is really being called upon all of us in terms of what's being done. Reverend Lee, now, with being a broadcaster of over 25 years and working in this field and dealing in this environment, what further tools do you feel that this media can really bring to help enlighten and strengthen this culture?
I think the best tools for the harvest in the last days for the Lord. Best tools.
Mm-hmm.
That's the instrument, that's the method to bring the gospel to the end of the world,
mm-hmm.
and the saving souls.
Man.
You know, I am as a Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Our childhood in Korea, Korean wartime,
mm-hmm.
our country was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Destroyed the whole country,
mm-hmm.
by the communists.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, whole UN, many, many countries, they send soldiers and to help us,
mm-hmm.
to save our country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Korea is developed so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have been receiving country, but from last year, we became giving country, too.
That's right. That's right.
The President Obama he is mentioning his address so many, many times about the South Korea.
That's right.
When I look at that gypsy, as I was thinking about my childhood, education is how much important.
That's right.
And especially for the knowing God, living God.
That's right.
The Christ Jesus, to know about him, education.
That's right.
It's amazing things. God blessed South Korea because of the people there stay hungry and stay foolish. Steve Jobs said in the Stanford the graduation days, and the smart guys, very intelligent, all the students, he was mentioning, well, you are very high class of intelligent, but stay hungry.
Stay hungry, all right.
It's not enough yet.
That's right.
And stay foolish. Don't think about to be, you are too smart enough.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just to stay in foolish. That's good lesson. Good lesson for us, you know.
Good lesson. You're so right.
And Korea developed so quickly by the supporting from other countries, other ministries. Until today, even supporting.
That's right.
But now we have to export gospel to another country.
That's right.
So Korean missionaries is now 25,000 people all over the world.
All right.
That's a great number.
That's a great number. That's right.
As you see there, South Korea is a very, very small, tiny country. Even keeping half of the peninsula. North Korea is poorest country in the world. It's ugly, ugly communist country. Depend on do they believe Jesus Christ or not.
Okay.
Believing Jesus Christ, accepting Jesus Christ, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, South Korea is living so well.
That's right. Okay.
And they killing Christians and persecuting and just abandoning about the Christians. That North Korea is just cursed. It's a good example.
Good example. You're right.
Good example of believing Jesus or not.
That's right. That's right. That is a you're so right. That is an excellent example, because when we examine God's word and realize that what he has done, the ultimate price that he's paid on the cross to save all of us, and for his word to continue until he returns, we have to really take stock in that, and we really have to be willing to examine it in a way where it applies to all races and all cultures. And this is such, you know, so much work. Yet, just like what you just said, there's so many examples that are being laid before us where we can learn exactly what to do, you know, when it comes to all of this.
So the James Gypsy. Gypsies are not born as poor people.
Okay.
For the will of God, no. They are all the same.
That's right.
And they are so poor, they are living miserable lives. But if someone support for them, give education about Christ Jesus, who is our Lord, and accept him, and let him take care of the every souls.
That's right.
Then they're going to be changed, educated by the living word of God.
That's right.
And they will change. They will be sanctified day by day, educated, different level all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be like our South Korean people.
That's right. Wow. Wow.
So that Brother Choice, they are sacrificing their lives as a missionary there.
That's right.
That's great job.
Great job. You're so
yeah.
right. That is
That's great job. And in great vision.
That's right.
Someday, Gypsy is going to live like a South Korean.
That's right.
As we have experience about the poorness and the richness.
That's right.
And they will have the same experience, too.
Same, you're right.
For example, when I visit in Hungary, one home, the whole family was musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Parents and children all together, they play viola, violin, cello, and piano, and all together like an orchestra.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. And amazing.
Amazing, yes.
Yeah. And, this family is Egyptian too.
Mm-hmm.
How come they are living like this?
That's right.
Brother Joyce said, somebody supported for this family continuously.
That's right.
So, they are totally different than other gypsies.
Okay.
But still they are living in gypsy town, but mm-hmm. living like a kingdom of God.
Wow.
Because of Christ.
Because of Christ, because of the Word, because of what they believe and what Christ has done to help change.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So somebody today who is a listener,
mm-hmm.
voluntarily stand up. Hey, I want to be one of them to support even one family,
mm-hmm.
gypsy family.
Mm-hmm.
At least 1 year
right.
or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And cooperate together with the Brother Choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they can work together, you know.
That's right.
That's the media has to do that. We
That's
are the bridge of each other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that is so key. The bridge that has been built and is in place will help bring about these viewers, these listeners, to the point where they can really interact and become part of this great movement. And, you know, you painted that picture so vividly, so eloquently. It's beautiful to understand and know that the Word of God is still in effect and it still is working today. And there are examples of that. We just have to understand that we kind of have to be able to go into certain places and open up to certain things to really be aware of the true hand of God at work. And this is so awesome. I know my listeners you just floored them with what you just said. They are definitely, you know, in awe with all of this. And what I will do with this is I will allow my listeners to continue to send in a couple more questions. I'm going to play a song right now, and then which is by Yolanda Adams. It's called Be Blessed. And after this song selection, we're going to come back. And Reverend Lee, we appreciate you in your busy schedule just sharing so much with us about this vision that is coming about. Again, for all my new listeners, you can continue to call in at 347-934-0318. You're live with the Crossway Mission with Christ. We're going to go into the selection by Miss Yolanda Adams with Be Blessed, and then we're going to come back with more news of the gospel being spread there in Eastern Europe with Brother J.J. Choi and Reverend Lee.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied, in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see, I spoke to God.
Good music.
Yes, that's very good music. We have so much to talk about, man. I'm looking at the chats that are coming in. We got so many interested individuals that want to learn more about all that's being done. And what we would like to do at this time is just, Reverend Lee, could you tell us again what is the network that you built so our listeners can get an opportunity to definitely tune in to your network as well?
Well, our JSTV is a Jesus Satellite Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Satellite TV. By the Dish Network.
Okay.
So, and also internet. happens all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened the branch in Busan, Korea, open internet television again in as a live. We worship every day twice in
wow.
the studio.
All right.
So all over the country, that good preachers coming and preach for us. And so our listeners is receiving good word of God and good culture, Christian culture, music, art, and all kinds of things.
Oh, wow.
And so far that that ministry, even myself, I started as a zero because
mm-hmm.
I was a very successful taekwondo instructor.
Okay.
Before 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And I was almost a millionaire, and I was 70 black belt of taekwondo instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And had 20 institutes, branch institutes.
Mm-hmm.
So about thousands of students was following.
Mm-hmm.
I was very strong atheist.
Mm-hmm.
In America, I got married with a Christian lady,
mm-hmm.
and she was attending the church.
Oh, amen.
That was, the motivation of to meet the Jesus Christ.
All right.
And one day, Jesus visited to me and showed me the vision, like a time machine, what's going to be in the future. My life.
Mm-hmm.
I was showing to me as a vision and in the cover shot of the paper or the screen, close-up screen picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's my age and right now face.
Mm.
Old age.
Mm-hmm.
And spiritually just I was moved so powerfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my born again life.
All right.
And the first day God asked me to go to Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
First day.
Mm.
The five times on the way back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 month later, I joined the Bible college, an Assembly of God.
All right.
And from second year and a half, I start to be evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
To many churches I visited to give testimony
mm-hmm.
and demonstration of taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping me so busy, so now I became a convention,
mm-hmm.
like a state convention.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Illinois State Convention and Iowa State Convention. And as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, I preach to them and demonstrate taekwondo. And I really have been led by the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And when I graduate, big shot is happened.
Mm-hmm.
God asked me to give it up whole mammon.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot serve mammon and God together.
That's right. Can't serve two masters. You're right.
Right. So I have to give it up one side.
Right.
I could not give up Jesus, you know.
That's right. Can't give Jesus up. We can't do
so,
that.
So I got evil one day, 1981, December 7th. It was D-Day. I got rid of everything, worldly things, for Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wow.
I received Jesus, and I was found in him, and I was sent by him to be his servant.
Amen.
And I planted a church in Washington, D.C. for 3 years. It was successful.
Mm-hmm.
Then God led me to Toronto, Canada,
mm-hmm.
and started a new church and also started television ministry over there, mm-hmm. 100 Hunter Street,
mm-hmm.
David Mays.
All right.
Maybe you know him. Very famous guy.
Mm.
And since that, 1988, I started television ministry.
That's right.
Until today. And even Scott brought me to Japan to be as a missionary
mm-hmm.
for 10 years.
Wow.
but I keep continue the television broadcasting in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled that time, all the time, Pacific area.
Wow.
And also, about 10 years later, he asked me to come back to the United States in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we started a satellite television for 24 hours.
All right.
And it's jumped up so big.
Mm-hmm.
And even some months later, I received two channels even.
Mm-hmm.
So one channel, TVN, was broadcasted.
Mm-hmm.
The one channel and Korean channel to continue until today.
All right.
Well, so far, I found the media has great responsibility.
That's right.
To harvest time.
That's right.
So you and me are very important servant of God.
That's right.
To support Brother Choi.
That's right. That's right. You're so right. And I'm gonna tell you something, Reverend Lee. With just what you just said and what I've been experiencing since I've been working with J.J. Choi, I am now learning. I learn every day. Being a young man, just the responsibility, being involved in media, just how important it is. And so much work can be done. So many lives can be touched. So many things can be created in order to further enhance the message that God has left for all of us to carry out. And a lot of times I ponder, just like it's like what you were just explaining, kind of like the epitome of a lot of our struggles. You can't serve two masters, and so you eventually have to come to a point where when you know what it is that God wants you to do, you have to go all the way out to make sure that it's being done, and you have to surround yourself with things that will allow you to do this on any level imaginable to really bring about, you know, what he wants from it. And so Reverend Lee, you just gave me confirmation on you know, my short walk and everything just really was being done. And I feel very honored to be a part of the ministry with Reverend Choi. I have great expectations of allowing this programming to not only just reach the gypsy community, but every person who has not had an opportunity to come to the saving knowledge of who God is through additional programming and things of that sort. So, again, I am equally excited and equally humbled by that. Our listeners have been, in the short period of time, just to kind of give you an idea of just how God has been blessing Reverend Choi's ministry, JJ was very nervous when we started to broadcast. And I told him, I was like, don't be nervous. You know, God has already given you everything you need to say. It's our job to make sure that what you're saying reaches each and every person who it needs to reach. And don't worry, God is going to send us things that we need if we don't have them at this time. And I stood on that. I stood on that for a lot of reasons. Since then, JJ started out with a little over 1,500 listeners. And this was done in a matter of about 2 weeks. Year to date right now, with the Crossway Mission with Christ, that tunes into his show every week, once a week, which is on Sundays from 7 to 9. He has a little over 8,000 listeners that program.
Wow, that's great.
That turns into a show. So I totally understand, you know, the magnitude of how this, you know, the media plays such a huge, huge hand. And, again, I'm hoping that I can, you know, get close enough to you, Reverend Lee, where you can, you know, teach me what you've learned, which will only help me to help others in this quest to bring about this ministry to the masses.
James, let me talk to you one very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
The broadcasters always budget is minus.
Okay.
Always.
Always lack of money.
Always lack of money. And then I sent beer to Jesus.
Okay.
Because I'm working for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to just keep it just debt.
That's right.
He want to pay off quickly, you know.
That's right.
So the day of trouble and call upon me, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me.
That's right.
So as he said, I do cry out to him when I have a lack of money.
Mm-hmm.
Even this month, lack of money.
Mm-hmm.
Doing broadcasting is killing me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, hey, they are doing good job. Now, well, someone on TVN is very rich, but maybe they have different headaches also.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. That's
so we are all same missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Not only J.J. Choi, but also James and Dong Lee is the same.
That's right.
And we are all working for the Lord. And we better send the bill to him, and then he will send his people and he reach out by his hand to supply our needs.
That's
and my God will supply in Christ Jesus and his glory and in his riches,
that's right,
whatever we will need.
That's
so
right.
He promised that, right?
That's right.
So, James, you too, be encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I am. I'm definitely getting all of the encouragement and praises in terms of just being involved. I see the fruits materialize every day from just the lives that we reach and the people that we touch. And we, you know, again, it's just such a huge blessing to have you guys as part of this great ministry. We hope that with more programming, more opportunity, more listeners involved, more small business owners really understanding it from the right perspective, so many great things are getting ready to happen in a short period of time. We just want to just make sure we're in a position where we can accommodate and be able to be able to build the foundation necessary to do that. Again, for all y'all who are tuning in live for the first time, you're live with the Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi and special guest Reverend Lee. Now, Reverend Lee, before we even end the broadcast, I know you're very busy. I'm going to just do this on the air live in front of the listeners. I'm going to further invite you whenever you get a free moment in your busy, busy schedule. We will cordially invite you back just to, you know, to share any of your further findings in terms of just all the great things that have been done thus far from a ministry standpoint as well as, you know, working very closely with this entire outreach program. We have so many young people. The great thing about young people is when they understand what they must do, they are very, very enthusiastic about being a part of something that ties into something that's great and good. And what can be better than being involved in the work of Christ? What can be better than that? And so there's a level of listeners that we have that are really going to, you know, to bring a great level of justice to everything that's being done. I have a lot of local celebrities right now as we speak that has really looked at all that has been done in a short period of time and is looking forward to being a part of any further outreach programs that are being put together. So many people across the board. And these are young men and women who, just like you were saying earlier, they have access to the media and the technology, and now that the technology and media is reaching out to them, they are very willing to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we will all stay encouraged. We will all stay enthusiastic and forthcoming with all of the great works that's being done. One thing I've would like to bring about, and JJ, I would throw this question your way. In your honest opinion, since you've been doing the missionary work in Eastern Europe with the gypsies, why do you feel that they have been looked over so, you know, so hard in the capacity of culture? Why wasn't that, you know, others haven't really taken the time to look into this culture as a springboard to really go into do missionary work?
If you travel to Europe, then you will see lots of wandering people in ex-Western European countries. Mm-hmm. But in Eastern European countries, and since 1945, and almost all the wandering gypsies were ordered to be settled where they were. Mm-hmm. And gypsies are said to come, to have come from India, mm-hmm. and their ancestors are said to be Dalit.
Mm.
The Dalits in India, there are like millions of Dalits in India. That is the lowest class, like a caste in India.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, about 1,000 years ago, and Dalits still considered untouchables.
Mm.
Untouchables. And then Dalits themselves thought that they were born as untouchables. Right? And that they accept it as a destiny. And about several hundred years ago, there was a international political turmoil in India,
mm-hmm.
and the lowest class Dalit were forced to be kicked out from India.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spread over to Iran and Iraq and Turkey, and they enter into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose.
Mm-hmm.
In India, they have a caste, a sixth caste, or somebody say 60 caste.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there are 60,000 cases, like a caste over there, and Dalits cannot be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were totally avoided and aborted in India.
Mm-hmm.
So in India, but now they are in Europe, a highly enlightened society over there,
mm-hmm.
and the gypsies, they are traditionally, they are lazy, and sometimes they do not work, or they do not want to work, and so and so. So they cannot accord with the European society.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, they were avoided by the citizens,
mm-hmm.
Among the citizens of the country they live,
mm-hmm.
and they are said to assault not to contribute to the main society. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So even the European churches, Eastern Europe or Western Europe, and then they gave up proclaiming the gospel to them.
Mm.
Yes. So, but to my understanding, they are so, but they are children of God.
That's right.
We are all sinners before God.
That's right.
And then I am Korean, but I did not come to Korea at my own intention.
That's right.
God sent me.
Okay.
God sent me. And then people say there are so many gypsies in Eastern Europe, and there must be any reason. And there are so many churches in Eastern Europe, but most of them do not take care of the gypsies, especially for proclaiming the gospel to them.
Right.
The gypsies are said to be untouchables and as well as unoutreachables.
Mm.
They were believed to be born out of another human beings, other than human beings.
Wow.
But to my understanding, anyway, among the churches, there live lots of gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, in Charlottesville, where our mission field is located, and there is a 450 years old Reformed church,
mm-hmm.
and the first congregation is 100. Even 4 or 5 years ago, there was no gypsy congregation.
Wow.
Now about 20 gypsies are attending that church.
Amen.
Attending a church. So the reason was, The reason that they are thinking, as I told you before, we proclaim the gospel to the boxer.
Okay.
The gypsy boxer. And the
yes.
One, yeah, he was in prison, and he accepted Jesus as the his savior, and after that, and he provided his house with the home church and so.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a student at the seminary, like the Hungary Church Seminary.
Amen. Okay.
Which was founded in 1531. Mm. Now, as we gave the gospel to them, and then he was changed. Mm-hmm. So the reason why there are so many gypsies in Europe is like God is watching
right.
the church in Eastern Europe,
right.
and then to see what they are doing for the gypsies.
That's right.
Yes. But as they are not doing, like almost at all.
That's right.
I want to proclaim the gospel to them for them.
That's
so far, there are so many poor people in America. There are so many poor people in Korea too.
That's right.
But my gift, my vision is to take care of them. And then also our missionary in Korea, from Korea, like they are doing a very, very, make a very best efforts to proclaim the gospel to them. Mm-hmm. And the Korean missionary in Hungary, right, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
encourages the Hungarian Reformed Church. Hungarian Reformed Churches.
Mm-hmm.
And then many Hungarian Reformed Churches, they start right now accepting the gypsies.
All right.
Into their congregation.
Amen. Okay.
They started, the Hungarian seminaries, they started accepting the gypsy students.
Okay.
Yeah. Like which was founded in 1531, no gypsy graduates. Which was founded in 1538, no gypsy graduates.
Hmm.
And about 2.5 years ago, in February 2008, and I was invited by the Debrecen Theological Seminary in Hungary, which was founded in as a, like a Korean guest speaker,
mm-hmm.
who was the lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of my lecture, then I urged the Hungarian Reformed Church, and I asked them what they do. They do for the international mission.
That's right.
For domestic mission, for the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
They never did that.
Mm.
But that was not written in a manuscript, and the translator was not happy with me. He might have and said, but I kept on saying that.
Yes.
And 50 students and 10 professors, they were moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after the lecture, and then all the students at the mission students at the seminary, they must visit our mission field,
mm-hmm.
which is a drive, and then so that they can get a credit.
Okay.
Yeah, credit.
Mm-hmm.
So now gypsy project is on table right now.
All right.
I don't know. I don't want to say that it owes to me. But I don't say that.
Okay.
But anyway, the time has come that GIPS like a project is on the table of the college and the university and the seminaries also. But once we try, where we stand to support the gypsies, they cannot stand up by themselves.
That's right. They have to have the support.
Stand up, and in a certain term, in a certain period, and they will stand alone.
That's right. Independently, you're right. And once we help,
I help them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this gypsy mission will be spread out like a field fire.
That's right. That's right.
All over Europe. I've known that all over the global, like through JSTV, through what they do, the radio,
mm-hmm.
and like Channel 22 in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Exactly.
So many, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What I'm telling you, we are definitely on the right track to doing just that and then some. But where they do that at radio and with the assistance of JSTV and all of the other listeners and viewers that are locked in to this broadcast tonight, I think that as long as we continue on the path that God has put us on, God will do the rest. We just have to stay focused on the tasks that are at hand. And I really think that with all of the listeners that are tuning in tonight and those that will be tuning in, you know, throughout the remainder of the night and into the lighter of the week, this message is being driven home that there's so much great work to be done. And, you know, if you truly want to be a part of something great and good in terms of really reaching those that need to be reached with the saving knowledge of Christ, then you could not be at a better place at a better time. Right now, again, like I said, I see on the horizon a great change taking place. I do feel that the young minds and young men and women that is a part of the broadcast and future broadcast that we'll be bringing to the audience will understand it wholeheartedly of exactly what it is that they can do to be a part of everything that's being done. So many times I've witnessed different ministries going into the mission field and having a certain level, a large level of success in their campaigns. This one I feel very special about because for the first time I really understand from a perspective where, you know, where once culture or society may have overlooked or neglected to reach out, there are willing men and women, true men and women of God, who, despite all risks, causes or whatever is concerned, they will do just what God has called them to do to make sure that message is being reached. And again, Reverend Lee, just on what just JJ just said and what you said earlier, I just feel I feel very good about, you know, this entire ministry. In terms of you guys being one of the first to really help reach this culture, what would you like to tell the listeners who want to become part of this movement?
Change mind. As we remember that the Word of God, before you were forming in your mother's womb, I knew you already.
Amen.
That's incredible scripture.
That's right.
Before we were forming in our mother's womb, God knew us already. And before you were born, I sanctified you. And I set you over the nations as my prophet. That's the Jeremiah 1 is saying to us.
That's right.
Most of people, even that gypsies, they think and their mind, hey, they have to live like that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have to change their mind.
That's right.
As America, Obama cry out to the people, change it.
That's right.
In this America also, they changed it. Black president.
That's right.
So in God, all things are possible.
That's right.
We have to, preach to them, and not only Gypsy, but also everyone else in listeners too.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change your mind because God has certain plan for an individual soul.
That's right.
As my life, I was very successful young man, but when I met Jesus, hey, my plan for you is different.
All right.
Give it up.
Mm.
Give it up what you had and follow me. Mm. So I emptied myself and I started to follow as zero life. Until today, I'm living in zero life. I have nothing but Jesus.
Mm.
Change your mind. Then Jesus came into my heart and started to lead me on his plan, on his schedule, on his purpose. Mm-hmm. So I become his servant. Mm-hmm. So all of us, even listeners, Egyptians, mm-hmm. if we know that, we can change our mind. We have to change mind. We have Jew to live.
That's right.
But if it is not God's way, we have to change the mind.
That's right.
To God's way.
Amen.
If it is not God's way, missionary, we have to change too.
That's right.
Even our broadcasters too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So change mind is very, very important before we leave.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. That's definitely food for thought. JJ, I would like for you also just to, in closing with our listeners tonight and with all the great content that's been provided, a final thought for the listeners and viewers of tonight's broadcast in terms of just if they wanted to further get involved in the Crossway Mission with Christ.
Many listeners must be curious what the mission looks like, and now I am almost finishing the invitation as to what the Gypsy Mission is and who Gypsies are and who are doing the Gypsy Missions in Eastern Europe and then also all around the world, and what we were doing and what we are doing and what we will do for the future for the Gypsies. And then it's around the 12 or 14 pages, like invitation. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to finish it up like before I fly to Eastern Europe next Thursday. And James will take care of all that, and
yes,
he will link all the information to his website.
Yes,
and now I visit my loving brothers and sisters in Christ in the Gypsy Mission field. This coming Thursday, mm-hmm. and we will do the Bible show in Hungary.
Amen.
In Hungary, Hungary, inviting the Reverend Young Choi, the Korean missionary over there, and the Panji Daniel, mm-hmm. David Panji, who is a co-missionary from Canada. And our chief advisor, Savo Daniel, Reverend Savo Daniel. Like many people will show up, hopefully.
Amen.
Sunday, hopefully in Romania, mm-hmm. or in Vienna, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do the live talk show at the live stage on the mission field.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, we can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome. That is going to be awesome. Remember, for all my first-time listeners and viewers of tonight's broadcast, you are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ with Minister J.J. Choi and special guest Reverend Lee of JSTV. And we would like for you guys to further any questions, comments, or concerns you've had about this broadcast or for further information about what you can do to get involved. You can give us a call, we have a toll-free number that can be reached as well, which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Again, that number is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Please leave your name and number and any questions or comments you may have. Someone from the elite staff will definitely get back in touch with you as soon as possible. To further discuss everything that you've heard on this broadcast. In closing, we would like for each and every person, just like Reverend Lee said, you have to change your mind and understand really what God is calling you out to do. We read so many things about so many things that are going against the grain of God. But when you tangibly hear and witness and feel and become part of something that's real, that is really enhancing and changing lives and doing what God is calling to do. This is a beautiful, beautiful experience. And it's one that is meant to be shared with each and every soul that is available.
Brother James?
Yes, sir.
May I interrupt you?
You sure can.
I have to go up to pulpit to preaching right now for
okay.
the meeting. So
okay.
I have to
okay.
leave.
Okay. I got
okay.
it. Okay. Well, we enjoyed having you on, Reverend Lee. We enjoyed having you.
Okay. God bless you all.
All right, God.
Yeah, Reverend Lee, it's an honor to be.
Okay.
Honor to be part of our show.
Amen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. And just like we were saying earlier, we would like each and every one of our listeners to understand that there's such a great work to be done. Again, you can continue to this broadcast will be coming to you live every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. We're looking forward for J.J. Choi to further bring down the broadcast directly from the mission field. Again, could not be at a better place at a better time. We just ask that you guys continue to stay encouraged, continue to stay on the path that God has set you on. As we walk down this walk with the Crossway Mission with Christ, I'm Reverend J.J. Choi. Again, J.J., Reverend Lee is an awesome guy, so, man, we appreciate We appreciate you having him on the air tonight. Can't wait to next week's broadcast. We appreciate your time tonight. What we're going to do in closing is just ask you to give us a prayer for all the listeners before we sign out.
Heavenly Father, thank you very much for giving us this a valuable chances to talk to each other about the mission in which you are interested. And inspire us to change the mind, to see what the miserable life of our brothers and sisters in Eastern Europe is. And help us find a way how we can help them in any other possible ways. And I'm going to Eastern Europe to see what's going on with my loving brothers and sisters in Christ, and protect me from all dangers over there. And I hope to see the listeners very soon again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, for all of our listeners tonight, you are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ, Reverend J.J. Choi. We'll be back next Sunday, same time, from 7 to 9. Remember, we want you to be encouraged, stay strong, and be blessed. Thank you.
Okay, James, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your efforts on connecting to Korea.
All right. Hey, that's a pleasure, man.
Finally, successful, yeah. All done. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Somebody's been missing something, and you've tried to fill that void with a lot of things that did not satisfy.
Okay, let me do this, because I think his other show is still going. So I have to do this. Okay, go here. All right, yeah, let me do this. And this one.